So I just had a thought, and I got to record this before I forget to do it. And the more you have a thought, and if you speak it, it becomes a part of you more and more, the more you meditate on it. So as you look out at the universal principles of life, you look at how the farmers plant seed and get a harvest. You look at the law of gravity, if gravity is even real, but it's the gravity of the matter is everything's going to the grave, right? You look at the up and the down, the left and the right. You look at the rotation of the stars around the earth. You look at the universal principles about you reap what you sow. I'm not even going to say karma anymore because that's a new age perspective. The Bible says you reap what you sow, you know. The principle is what you put out, you get back. You know, if you want to have friends, you got to be friendly, the Bible says. Job said, the thing that I feared most came upon me. So whatever you're fearing, it's going to appear, you know. And when it does appear, you're going to come out on the other side and you're going to say, why was I even afraid of that, you know? I'll give you an example. I was afraid of my car breaking down. It broke down. I had to take a bus for 2 or 3 days to go to work. But it was kind of nice to be up, not to drive. I had to walk in the cold for about 5 blocks. But other than that, it was nice not having to drive to work. You just sit there and chill. But then I ended up getting another car 3 days, you know, trading that one in, having it hauled in. Which was a blessing, really, because it was time. The universal principles, here's my thought. The more you observe them, the more you become aware of them, the more you can apply it in your own life. You can actually look at animals. You can look at other people. You can look at situations. You can actually watch these pranks and how people respond. And what I noticed about the pranks, it's not healthy to keep doing that. Maybe once in a while do it, but they do it every week. It's not healthy to do that. Whatever it is, you can observe it. You can observe a series, a TV series, anything. You can just observe. Observe people, animals, birds, fish, whatever, the rain cycle. Just observe the cycles. The cold, the heat. Just observe. And what's going to happen is you're going to find universal principles that you can apply in your own personal life that will work no matter what. They have to work because it's holographic and it's fractal. So let's say you haven't saved any money, but you want to start saving money. All you have to do is put 5% in the check every week. And you say, well, I can't afford to do it. Yeah, you can. Yes, you can. You do it by faith. Drink less soda. Eat out less. Don't spend money on things you don't need. Turn the hot water heater off and save you about $50 a month. Turn the hot water heater on about 30 minutes before you want to use it, and then turn it off, and you'll save about $50 a month right there. My point is, you start to set principles, and those principles have to work in your personal life because it's a universal principle. When you're nice to others, they'll be nice back. When you forgive others, here's something that is kind of a new thing that I've learned over the last maybe 6 months. If you're having an issue with somebody, you can actually think in your mind. You can turn it over in your mind the way you want it to be, and it kind of goes that way. they have, especially if you're strong in meditation, contemplation, you become like a tent. You're just a walking tent, and God is just dwelling through you. When you become a, I wasn't going to talk about this, but let me just say this. When you become a tent or a temple, and you're just walking it out every day, what's happening? You're carrying around the Spirit of God. You're carrying around the Shekinah glory. You're carrying around the Spirit of truth. And if you're praying and you're in the Spirit walk, you're going to see stuff happen and line up with your expectations or your intentions, because you're the you're intent, because you're the tent. You're the tabernacle carrying around the Spirit of truth. So your intentions start to appear because you are the tent. You are the temple, a tent, the tabernacle, down here on earth, dwelling on earth. Now, I wasn't going to talk about that. That would be another video. But my point is, you can look at the, and that in itself is a universal principle, if you really think about it. If you read the Old Testament, how Israel, as long as they were keeping the temple and the worship, the ritual back then, it was a ritual. When, as long as they were keeping the patterns, they would prosper. But when there was sin in the camp, they didn't prosper. You know, long story short, it's a universal principle, even walking in spirit. You might say, well, what is walking in the Spirit? Because I know I did for a long time. I had a pastor in the real world. I had a pastor. He'd say, just walk in the Spirit. I said, I just didn't understand what he was talking about. He never explained it. He just stated it. Took me a long time. I had to read Galatians over and over, and had to read Romans 8 over and over, and had to read some other Colossians over and over, and Ephesians. What it is, just walking in truth and agape. Truth and love. Love your neighbors yourself. Love your enemy. Forgive. It's just living in the mind of Christ, pretty much. That's all it is. Exercise. If you're tired all the time, it might have to do with exercise. And if you're able to walk around and get some exercise, but you're still tired, it probably has to do with something like maybe, you know, when I start to feel like anemic to a certain degree or something for some reason, I go get some beef jerky at the grocery store and chew on that. Get your protein, you know, whatever it is. But anyway, you can figure it out. If you just pray about it and ask God, He'll show you. Actually, what's going to happen is, and this is wild stuff, people. Let's say you have a problem and you start thinking about it, and you, as you're going about your business, you're meditating on it, praying about it. Actually, you'll get a notification in the email or an ad or Yahoo or YouTube or something will notify you of certain things. And it'll be like, wow, I had a roof issue a long time ago. I don't know, maybe 3 years ago, 4 years ago. And every time it would get a storm or something, I'd have a leak. And I said, okay, I need to get a new roof on this house. I could have done it myself, but I don't know what I was thinking. But anyway, I prayed about it. So I went up here to the this contractor right up a couple blocks up the road. He said, I'll do it for this much. And I was able to get the roof done. But before I got the roof done, there was these kids walking down the street. And part of the roof had some mold. And they pointed at it and laughed. I mean, why do kids even care about a roof? They don't. It was like God was saying, get your roof fixed. It was God speaking. I mean, what's the chances of me walking outside, soon as two kids, this girl looks over and laughs at the roof? Why would she do that? And a female, a girl, why would they even do that? It don't make sense. It was a divine appointment. Okay, so a kid's laughing at my roof, so I'll go ahead and get a roof done. And so I went up there, but it comes down to this. And also, I kept putting off the dentist, you know. And I said, you know what? I'm going to go to the dentist if it kills me. So I made an appointment. And then everything's fine. And I kept going every 6 months, you know, and just make sure I got it clean. You just have to, some things you have to intent on doing. Even if you don't know if there's a way. I'm going to get my roof done. I'm going to go get my teeth cleaned and get my teeth in order if there was a problem. Get them checked out. They did the x-rays and said everything's fine. Whatever it is. If you got to go to the chiropractor. If you got to... Whatever the issue is, you intend on getting it done because it's like tending the field. You know, the farmer tends his field. The business owner tends his business. You tend your business. You maintain because it's really not yours. You've been bought with a price. Your body's not your own. You tend wherever God has put you. You tend it. You attend. You focus. Attenuate. You bring it under subjection. You bring it under control, whatever it is. A household, a business, a thought process. You know, let's say you have some bad thought process. Let's say you had stuff happen when you were a child and you have these repeating patterns that you can't fix because it happened, because it was embedded from a child. Well, you fix it. You renew the mind. You figure out what is it. And usually people will tell you without them knowing they're telling you. It'll be stuff like sometimes the men, maybe the women do it too, but the men, they want to save that woman, you know. Where did that come from? Well, when you were a child, maybe one of your parents was an alcoholic or something. You tried to save them. And so that pattern created, but you can't be Jesus for somebody. You can't save them. That pattern, you have to break that pattern from a childhood. You can't save anybody. Only God can save them. You can put out a helping hand, but you gotta have a boundary there. You can't fix anybody. You can't save anybody. And you have to go back to your childhood and figure out where these bad patterns came from. Otherwise, you're going to stay in that cycle forever. Whatever it is. So the thought was, just look at the universe and how it operates and apply it to your own life. And then everything's solved. For real. It is real, people.